Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hey, you're listening to Nayshawn Turner, your host and the CEO and founder of Uniquely Designed Coaching, and I am excited that you're here today to join me in this particular show, as I want to talk about something that I think is so important for all of us to be able to know, understand, grasp, and to live out. So listen, I want you to do me a favor. Before we get started on the show, I want you to call someone. I want you to email them. I want you to text them and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about how to grow, glow, and show your calling. How to grow, glow, and show your calling. Now, I know this is an interesting topic, and I'm sure many of you wonder, okay, well, Nayshawn, what are you going to be talking about today? Well, you know, I don't like to keep a mystery going, so I want to jump right into today's show because I want to talk about this thing called calling, right? We all have a calling, and yours may not look like mine, and mine may not certainly look like yours, but we all have one. Well, what do I mean by calling? Well, you know, most of the time, as soon as people hear the word calling, the first thing that pops in most of our heads is ministry. However, having a calling does not just mean ministry. And for those of us who are believers in Christ, of course, that is the number one thing that comes to our heads. And I get that. But calling means a lot more than that. So if you are determined to grow, to glow, and to show your calling, then I want you to stay tuned to find out what that really means and how you can embrace your life calling to live a full, powerful, exciting life that makes the difference in the world. And listen, if you want to call into the show, just call 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846, and you can be live on the show. All right, so listen, I want to jump right in there because, you know, there are so many things that I want to talk about when it comes to calling. See, you know, when I think about calling, as I said, it's more than just ministry. And so I want to kind of get us just out of the box of thinking that ministry is the only call that anyone can have in their life. Because guess what? If that's the only call, then all of us have missed it as far as what that might look like in our lives. Because most of us think ministry just happens inside of the church. But what I want to talk about is that calling is greater than that. Your calling really is about vocation. That's the root word of calling. The call, it means vocation, or vocation means calling, right? And so I want us to look at it from that perspective. You know, for those of you who are entrepreneurs, those of you who are leaders in certain organizations, those who are just leaders in their own lives, we all have a calling, right? And so I want to talk about how we can grow in that calling. Well, what do I mean by growing? I mean, how can you increase and expand in size of the calling that you have on your life, or the vocation that you are occupying in? Well, basically, when I talk about growing, in that space, that occupation, that vocation, right? I'm talking about you expanding your knowledge base. In other words, you're growing in your capacity to do more, that you are having a greater increase in influence, meaning that you're impacting more people that you serve. See, when it comes to our calling, a calling is about serving others, whether you're doing it on your job, your business, in your marriage, and you know, with your children, whether you're doing it in some other type of arena in your life, it's all about serving, right? So how can you grow to have a greater impact in that? And the way you do that is by learning more about how to be the best that you can be in that particular calling, right? So if you are a wife, how can you be the best wife that you can be? If you are a leader at a company, a manager, a director, a CEO, how can you be the best CEO that you can be, right? That's by you learning how to expand your capacity to handle more responsibilities, right? More ability to share your ideas, more to implement the things that are needed to take place in your home, on your job, in your business, in your finances. All of that has to do with your calling, right? And then how can you serve in a better way, in a bigger way, that's going to impact and change more lives? All of that has to do with your calling. So when you think about growing in your calling, you're thinking about how to increase your capacity and how to impact more people, right, that you serve. And so I want to go to the next thing about glowing. How can you glow your calling? What I mean by glow? What I mean by that is that it's your ability to really stand out, to shine, you know, among all of the other stuff and other things that people are doing. Your calling helps you to stand out because you're shining with what I like to call that intense heat. You know, people can feel the fire that's in you. People can feel the passion of your call, of the vocation, that thing that you're walking in, you're living in, you're doing every day. They can feel the excitement, you know, that you have, and that your shine, your glow is giving light to everything that you do. So how do you glow? Well, you be bold about it. You be bold about what it is that you do, right? And so everything that you do begin to brighten someone else's day, make their day better, because you are glowing with that passion, with that fire that makes you unique in what you do and how you do what you do, right? And so that's important for you to think about in glowing in your calling. Then the next area is showing your calling. Well, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that there should be some type of outward sign, right, that this is what you are designed to do, right? That there is some evidence of your calling, that there is no hiding what you do, but you are out front, you know, making it plain, making it real, making it true to other people. It is undeniable, right, that people can see your calling. And many of you have probably been told that, whether it is in being a doctor or whether it is in ministry, there is an undeniable thing that you have that shows that this is what you were made for. Right? This is what you were called to do. And I know that there are different opinions out there about, you know, a career and a calling, but when I look at it, and I want you to consider this, is that many times it's not this big separation about what we are doing and what we have been born to do. What that is all about is learning how to converge that into a whole life, because your whole life serves other people, right? And so I want you to look at life in that capacity. I want you to look at what you do, how you do it, in that wholeness of life, a holistic approach to looking at everything that you do is joined as one. that it's not about trying to separate one from the other, but to know that you are invested, you are assigned this particular area of life to serve. And the way you can do all of that, where you can grow, glow, and show your calling, is by listening to what the needs are, and so that you can provide that need to those you are to serve out in your calling. Well, listen, I hope that this show was inspiring, motivating, kind of gave you another way of looking at calling. Because, of course, like I said, we all been called. I've been called. I have a call in ministry, and I have a call in business as well, and in leadership. And as I work with many leaders in my business, and as I work with many women who are searching and desiring to occupy the fullness of who they are and in what they do, that is learning how to embrace your calling, embracing the purpose of why you are here, right? And our whole purpose for why we do whatever we do is to serve each other, to serve this world, to make it a better place, and to help us to expand it, to enlarge it, you know, so that everyone can have the impact and the influence of what it is that you do in a big way that can change their lives forever. So listen, I thank you guys for joining in the show today. Listen, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, send them to me. Just send it to Nayshawn@uniquelydesignedcoaching.com, and I will be glad to respond to your questions, to your emails. And listen, I want you to follow me. Follow me on Twitter at Nayshawn_Turner, as well as on Facebook at Nayshawn Turner-UniquelyDesignedCoaching. I'm also on Instagram, y'all, at Nayshawn Life Coach. And then listen, I want you guys to tune into my new show on YouTube called The Total Empowered Woman TV. And listen, I'm talking about a lot of other great stuff. If you're enjoying this podcast, I want you to join me over on YouTube as well to continue to be motivated, inspired, encouraged, and defining who you are, what you do, how you are to do it, and do it in a big way that's going to honor who you are, honor the God that you serve, and to do a big thing that is going to make a greater impact in the world that we live in. All right, you guys, well, listen, tune in next week. I will be back sharing more great things about what's up and coming in helping you to empower your life so that you can uniquely design your life and reach your personal and professional goals. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.